Award winner, Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 12, Acela Carlisle Ford. We'll open it up to questions. Please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic. We'll start over here with Wolfgang.
Ryan, congratulations first. You said earlier, after your qualifying run in the television, you made good changes to the car. Can you go more into details? What kind of changes?
We just kept loosening the car up, just making it turn better. That's kind of what we've done every round here in the past. We just seem to get tighter round to round. So we just kept freeing it up, and I messed up round two pretty bad. I got really greedy in one and drove in there too deep. And so we freed it up even more, and I kind of backed my entry up, and that helped it out. So, just trying to help it turn. That was really all it needed. Oh, that's really all we worked on all day, was getting it a little bit looser.
Additional questions for Ryan? Come up front to Bob and then go to Jerry. Or we can go Jerry and then Bob. That's fine.
Jerry Jordan, KTires.net and PRN. 200 miles an hour, second fastest lap here ever. What was it like to be going that fast around this track?
I would like to win 201, to be honest with you. It's super fast. That's just a product of it being a little cold outside and nighttime and good handling race car. So, we go to a lot of tracks now that's pretty close. You know, like in Michigan, you're feel faster than that. Here, it's been super fast today, so it doesn't really feel like it. You're just trying your best to hit your line and do that. But yeah, that's booking it. You won't see much of that next year. So enjoy it now.
We'll go to Bob.
Bob Pocker, ESPN. I had two, and that was kind of one of my first ones. How was the Atlanta test?
I thought it went pretty decent. It was myself and Menard and Eric Jones, and Chastain was in the 42 car, and we had a few races, 20 lappers, and I thought it was, good and bad things you pick away, just like everything else. I liked how, we weren't just running around there wide open. You might be able to do that for two laps in race trim, and that place is so worn out, you'd start slipping and sliding and really having to drive it. One thing I noticed, we were running all over the racetrack. We were way up top in one and two, and you could run the very top of three and four, and you haven't really seen that very much. So maybe that opened up a few more lanes there, because in the past, one and two's kind of been open, but you're bottom feeding three and four pretty bad. And it was cool to be able to run the middle and the top, and it benefits you. So that was good. So I thought it went well. Granted, Atlanta is its own beast, pretty much. We don't go to many places like that. But from the Charlotte test the week before and the Atlanta test, I think some people have said some good things about it and found things. And I think what's really interesting is, it'll come into play at more tracks, at other tracks than or certain tracks. But, trimming your car out is going to be pretty important. Okay, how fast, how much drag you want to knock out of it. But for the downforce loss, you're going to see a lot of that in qualifying. But, you get into the race, you're going to have to dial some grip in your car. And we played with that. You can run a pretty good lap, three, four laps, and then you start really getting loose and slipping, sliding. And maybe you give up a little bit of time at the beginning if your car is stuck more, but it pays dividends in the end. So I think you'll see a lot of that. When we go to just all these different kind of mile and a halves where you can, raise the back of the car up and get more spoiler in the air for more handling. So it won't just be trimming them out, and being as little draggy as you can get them. There'll be certain tracks for that, but not many. I thought that was pretty interesting. We really messed with that a lot, and there'll be a lot of teams doing that.
And as far as this track, how much has it changed since April? People are talking about the bumps seem a little bit more defined.
Yeah, a little bit. Turns three and four has always kind of been like a wavy kind of bumps. They're not really harsh, but they're just kind of going ripples there. The tunnel bump in one and two, I haven't really felt, I don't think that's changed. But three and four is getting a little rougher, which is good. That's what it needs. And so there are small changes from the April race, which is good. It means it's aging. So
we'll go back to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KTires.net and PRN again. I want to ask you one more about Atlanta. When I was there, I think you guys hadn't raced. Y'all were just doing the early runs. It looked like when I think Chastain came out and would arc high in four and three and four, and then also in one and two, and was able to pass the car in front. Were you noticing? Was that something y'all were doing on purpose? Were y'all really racing out there?
Yeah, sometimes you let cars go, but that is something else I've noticed in Atlanta. If you know, watching the races and being a part of them, you know, a lot of the, like, we're running the very bottom of three and four. You always hear people talking about, you know, searching for the paint down there. You enter really low into three. And as we got laps on our tires with this package, you'd get just massive arcs into turn three just so you can carry momentum. You weren't really, like, searching for the paint. So you kind of had to run the track a lot different. So that was something huge. You could get massive arcs into three, and that opens doors up for all sorts of lines to be run through there. So that was really encouraging. I liked that part of it. So, but yeah, that was probably half and half of, you know, letting guys go and getting in traffic and things like that. But yeah, the turn three entrance has really opened up with this package, which is a very good thing.
Any final questions for Ryan? All right. Congratulations on winning the pole. Good luck on Sunday.